This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Sikkim, West Bengal, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. During his Sikkim visit, the Prime Minister will participate in the Sikkim at 50, where progress meets purpose and nature nurtures growth program. He will also lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects in the state and address the gathering on the occasion. Later, Mr. Modi will visit West Bengal, where he will lay the foundation stone of city gas distribution project in Alipurduar and Cooch Behar districts. The next day, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 48,520 crore rupees in Karakat, Bihar. He will also address a public function. Thereafter, he will visit Uttar Pradesh to lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 20,900 crore rupees at Kanpur Nagar while addressing a public function. New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism is echoing worldwide, with India's multi-party delegations holding back-to-back interactions with world leaders, parliamentarians, think tanks, media and civil society in different countries to further unmask Pakistan's cross-border terrorism. In South Africa, the all-party delegation led by NCP, SCP, Supriya Sule advocated India's zero-tolerance policy towards cross-border terrorism. They emphasized the need to stop differentiating the terrorists and their backers, dismantling the cross-border terrorism infrastructure developed and used against India for several decades. The delegation also interacted with the Indian community in South Africa. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today met United States Under Secretary Jeffrey Kessler to advance cooperation in critical and emerging technologies. The two also discussed the early convening of the India-US Strategic Trade Dialogue to deepen tech and trade collaboration. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to freedom fighter Vinayak Damodar Savarkar on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said Savarkar was a true son of Mother India, and even the harshest tortures of the British government could not shake his devotion towards the motherland. Mr. Modi added that the grateful nation can never forget the saga of his indomitable courage and his struggle in the freedom movement.
Savarkar ji ka vyaktitva visheshtaon se bhara tha. शस्त्र और शास्त्र दोनों के उपासक थे। संवेदनशील कवि होने के साथ साथ वे साहसिक क्रांतिकारी भी थे। कविता और क्रांति दोनों को साथ लेकर चले। यह वीर सावरकर ही थे जिन्होंने निर्भीक होकर लिखा कि 1857 में जो कुछ भी हुआ वो कोई विद्रोह नहीं था, बल्कि आजादी की पहली लड़ाई थी।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to N.T. Rama Rao on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote that he is widely admired for his efforts to serve the society and empower the poor and downtrodden. He added that Mr. NTR's cinematic works also continue to enthrall audiences and everyone is inspired by him. Maharashtra has witnessed a trail of destruction over the past 3 days as relentless rainfall claimed 8 lives and wreaked havoc across several districts. Recently, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis directed the administration to provide immediate ex gratia compensation to the families of the deceased and also against the crop damages under existing disaster relief norms. At a cabinet meeting yesterday, Maharashtra CM instructed officials to conduct urgent assessments of damage to crops, homes and infrastructure. Elon Musk's SpaceX launched its mega rocket Starship this morning on a third test flight after the earlier two failed. However, the third test also met the same fate just minutes after liftoff. The rocket encountered a critical failure and was lost in flight. The company's founder, Elon Musk, blamed it on fuel leaks. This is the third time in a row that Starship flight has issued faces during the test flight. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat hosts Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.